All right, I think I'm back to my regularly scheduled routine, and I still have my voice. I was doing an expo for my job, and part of it was just interviewing people left and right. And so that took my voice quite a bit. Went out, and it was a great event here in the area we had. So anyway, but I have my voice, so I'm good to go. And just trying to get my bearings together and seeing this article that says, it talks about Ashley Graham. It's like this thick model. I mean, she looked good, though. She's thick for model standards, but she could definitely get it. In my opinion, she's someone that I would be borderline. You know, I like them now skinny and athletic. I'd be like, okay, like if she's thick like that and she works out, I'm good. I will tolerate thickness if they're hitting that gym. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to deviate much. Like, that's kind of where they're going to stay. There's no way someone works out 5 to 6 days a week, right? And they're a little bit thick, but they work out and they work out. And they're going to stay at that level, give or take. You know that as you go into the journey of being together, that she's going to keep it up. She's going to maintain in there. I'm good with that. I'm all right. You know, it's not my first preference, but man, if I run into an Ashley Graham with a great personality looking thick, I'm like, okay, let's go on a date, you know. Let's see what's up. But anyway, they were interviewing her and this thick model. And they said, what's the key to marriage? And she says, having lots of sex. She's been married for 8 years. You know, good for her. Oh, what was that for? I'm just reading all the comments. Oh, the key to a lasting marriage is working together, hard work, it's communication, faithfulness, you know, all these right words. And it's all these women. These guys, too, are saying, oh, you know, I've been married for 25 years and my parents have been married for 50 years. Oh, you know, good for you. You guys know the recipe. And I think sex is very underrated. I think people underrate it because they look at long term and they say, well, that's not going to last forever. I get that. That's not, you know, you can't be fucking in your 60s, right? Or there's people that can, but it seems like people start waning off as they get older, as far as the urge, as far as the desire to. But it goes back to, are both parties on the same page? Because let's face it, if someone is really having a high libido, which I've met those people, both men and women. I've met both in their older stages where they're saying, man, I'm a horn dog. And the other person's like, yeah, I'm done. Don't you think that's going to create an issue? So I go back to always saying it's about being on the same page with each other and evolving. So what happens? What would happen? Hypothetically, man, if you think about it, if you're with somebody for 25 years and one person just wants to shut it off, it's like, you know, I'm just not into it anymore. But the other person is still in it. What do you do? That's such a tough predicament to be in, right? And that's where I have a problem with people saying that you got to go ahead and control yourself because if you love that other person and there are changes that you will adapt to. So what about the other way? If that person loved you, shouldn't they be wanting to have sex with you and making you happy? See, like that's where that argument gets lost with me because you can flip it either way. So when it comes to sex being the key to a lasting marriage, for some people it is. That's a subjective answer, in my opinion. It's something that is on a base-to-base, case-to-case scenario. So you can't assume that stuff. You really can't. I know when I talk to women, I make it a point not to buy them drinks. I was out and about last night after the event, and I'm not buying drinks. I'm not buying anybody anything. Oh, food, you need some? Great. Go get it yourself. And they're like, well, you're not a gentleman. What do you mean? I'm not dating you. I'm not hanging out with you. I'm not trying to court you. So why should I go fucking buy you food? And I hate those kind of people. reverse psychology works good with me. Meaning if you don't mention anything, or if you don't expect anything, guess what? I'm going to try to do things for you. Because I could tell that you're not asking, or you're not demanding, or feeling entitled. You see? But when you start thinking that all these things are owed to you, then it's a problem for me. It really is. But nevertheless, when you see these things happening, you realize that it's on a case-by-case scenario. Only you know the answer to what you think will be an everlasting connection at this point in time. But I will say this for anybody that's relatively young and still having the desire to have sex, that's, you have to think in the present. In my opinion, people think long term, but you have to think of the moments that you're experiencing now. Obviously, you want to be with them long term, and you want to make sure that you guys understand one another at the moment and know what each other's all about. But you also know you're going to change in the future, but you can't worry about that. So that, what I mean by that is, when you're, I believe when I'm talking to somebody and they're trying to talk about the foundation of, oh, it's about connecting, it's about this, that, and the third, and they're totally dismissing sex as if, yeah, it's okay. That's not a person I want to be with, because they have to understand that at this moment in time, it's very important. You have to connect on that level. And you have to be wanting one another. You have to have the hots for each other, I think. I think that's part of the combo. But that's me subjectively. There's some people that are very asexual, meaning that they don't have any desire. That's not a top priority. And you usually see with women more so. They're more concerned about a guy having the stability, a guy being a great dad, a guy being able to do other things other than be intimate in sex, in bed. Because they, I think for women, in my opinion, they get so solicited. You know, when I'm out there and I am mixing and mingling, the guys are just savages. You know, like I was just talking to a girl and a guy just torpedoes in. Like, he's like, you know, fuck your conversation. I want to talk to her. I'm like, all right. Hey, go for it, bro. Like, I'm not in this to court her or take her home. You know, but guys get insecure like that. They just let it be known it's about that. And I wish women just understood how high of a ranking that is in a guy. Okay? Maybe a guy with money, it'll be different, because you have to know the person that you're dealing with. So if a guy's just a regular guy working, yeah, sex, I believe sex is going to be very, very important to him. But if it's a guy that has money and is loaded, then it's more about the sex. Obviously, sex is going to be a part of it, but it's not as high because he gets that all the time. So he would understand, in my opinion anyway, from a woman's perspective. So if I was worth $10 million and I'd be getting a bunch of pussy left and right, quality, right? At some point, but I know they don't have any depth and I'm not connecting with them in any other ways. At some point, my nature would be to say, you know what? I want more than attraction. I want more than sex. You know, I want sex, but I want somebody that I can connect with on a deeper level. But a regular guy like me that barely gets an average girl to swipe right, it's like, okay, if you're attractive and you're hot, right, my options are limited. It's like I'm not, so that it's a very important thing to me. So if you're a regular girl dating regular guys, then you have to understand that sex ranks very high because they don't have the abundance of options as a guy that with money has, a guy with power has, unless they're lying their ass off. And that's one of the things the girls I was hanging out with at the party, you know, that was just a bunch of people that we knew. And I guess the girl was telling me, hey, you know, I just found out the guy I was hanging out with was trying to talk to this other girl here at the same party while he was taking me out and doing stuff with me. And we were almost boyfriend and girlfriend. I'm like, okay. I mean, guys are going to lie their ass off. I'm telling you right now. Guys are going to tell you what you want to hear until they have sex. Once they have sex, then they'll figure it out where you stand with them. Okay? Yeah, they're going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to do everything you want to be done to feel courted, to be appreciated. That's the part that I always scratch my head at with women, is that you see the same record being played. Why are you not realizing that guys are just playing along, whatever you say? Why don't you vet them longer? why don't you just take off the element of doing things for me? And let's just connect on a mental level to see if we're there. Let's see if you give me access to you, right? If you're an open book, or are you being coy and responding to me as if it's a Twitter exchange? So these are things that women I see always fail at all the time. They're not recognizing that. And I think Ashley Graham, in her situation, she realizes that for her partner and for herself, sex is a very important part of the equation at this point of the marriage. And they're fucking all the time. Hey, you know, who am I to tell them what is good and not good? And she's speaking her truth, and she's speaking her key to happiness. So if Ashley Graham ends up getting divorced, then you know that's and she's out there in the market again, you know that sex is a very important thing for her, for her connection with somebody on a long-term basis. Okay. Whether it's her or she understands that it's her partner, because I understand people get exhausted. Like I've met people in the past where they've been in marriages and they tell me, man, it's like a job. It's like I have to fuck it every time. You know, anytime he wants it, I have to give it to him. And I just feel like an object, or I feel like a puppet. And I'm, that's what you signed up for. You should have known these things. You know, guys, not just going to flip off the switch. You got to know what you're getting into. And I think that women, and I think both sides, and because men are guilty as well, is that we have an assumption of what is going to transpire in a relationship, in a connection, and it really doesn't work out that way. You have to be able to communicate, be able to exchange these thoughts and think for the future. So for those folks that talk about, hey, you know, the key to, you know, long-lasting marriage is for communication, empathizing, and supporting each other, I absolutely agree. Those are all part of the components, but what percentage? See, in one marriage, it could be 16% sex and 30% forgiveness and 10% communication. In another one, it could be 70% communication, 10% sex. And so you have to know the percentages and how valuable that is in your mindset. You have to communicate it, but it's such an uncomfortable thing to do. It is. And I see it all the time. And people have a hard time talking about it. And you know, kudos to her. But I don't think we should be frowning upon her just because she's speaking her truth about what works for her marriage. Because I think that's basically what I'm saying, is that no two marriages are built the same. No two connections are built the same. So you have to be able to find what it is. And that's what I always go back to. You got to find out who you are. Like, what makes you tick? What's important to you? How can you live your own truth? Then once you accept those truths about yourself and about how you want to live, right, without having to apologize, then you want to find people that are fully supportive of that or are in the same ballpark as you. Because at the end, when you're trying to mold into what somebody wants you to be, I believe, so in this case, let's just say her marriage is, having sex is very important, okay? And the guy is saying, you know what, sex is important to me. Sex is important to me, right? He's just going along, and sure enough, they're getting it on. But then at some point, the guy says, you know what? I'm tired of it. I want variety. Well, the guy says, you know what? I'm just tired all the time. I don't want to do it. And then for her, having sex all the time and then changing, it would draw up a red flag. I'd be like, well, this guy's not having sex with me as much as we did anymore. What's going on? Is he seeing somebody? So it starts creating insecurities, and you start going down that rabbit hole of trying to find out what's really wrong, and you start getting jealous, and you start arguing, and all these things, right? So no right or wrong in how you find the success of having a long-lasting relationship in a marriage, but the one thing you have to realize is that no two relationships and marriages require the same formula.